huge movie. You look to be 12, so there has to be a huge story as to how you got this made and where it birthed from.
Well, I'm a few years older than 12, that's for sure.
Okay.
Just a few, though. So I started the movie in 2006. It was my senior year in college, and me and all my black friends were sort of having this conversation about, like, isn't it weird that we sort of all hang out with each other? Do we even like each other, or is it just because we're black? And isn't it weird that you talk weird when you're with your white friends and you answer the phone this way? We were just having these conversations about being black in a mostly white environment, which has always kind of been my experience, to be honest with you. I grew up in an all-black neighborhood, but was often bussed out to different kinds of schools.
Parents wanted better for you, so you had to go to a different,
You know, I was part of the magnet program in Houston. Yeah.
Oh.
So anyway, I wrote this screenplay. It was called 2%. It was about the 2% black population at a white college. And it was just something I kept going back to over the years. You know, I got a job in studio publicity. I worked at, you know, major studios doing publicity, but I would always go home at night and work on my little screenplays and my web series and all that kind of stuff. So this particular screenplay became Dear White People at a certain point as I was just drafting it and making it better. We had a table read for it. It was just like magic in the room. It was electric. We all felt like it was time to get this movie made. So I put my tax return into a concept trailer. I stuck it on YouTube. And it went viral. And that was really the beginning of this journey for us and finding independent financing and eventually, you know, going on to premiere Sundance.
Okay. You made that journey sound so fast and easy.
And so super easy.
Yeah. Like, first of all, like, how old are you, Justin?
I am 31 years old.
Okay. So yeah. That doesn't crack. That's good to know. And you say you are a studio publicist. Like, tell us, so right out of college, you got a job as a studio publicist?
Oh, no. Out of college, I was a studio publicist assistant.
Okay.
Okay. You know, answering phones and whatnot. But I got to work on these really huge campaigns. And eventually, like, I was pitching press and coming up with, you know, really innovative and exciting ways to sort of break things specifically online. Like, that kind of became my specialty. And so when we made this concept trailer, for me, it was just kind of second nature to put it up on YouTube and, you know, to give people a call to action and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, we were fortunate enough to basically have an audience for this film before it was a film. And that's really how we were able to find the financing and eventually get it, you know, get it through the gates, the Hollywood gates.